Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that David Barlow first shared on the podcast in September of 2010. Here's David now with a story we call Into the Woods.
So when I was 23 years old, I was in this Indian movie on the Andaman Islands, which is in the Bay of Bengal between the mainland India and Burma and Bangladesh. And it's beautiful tropical paradise. It had been only opened to foreigners for like a year and a half before I got there. So I found myself in this incredibly unusual place with a very tiny role. So I didn't have very much to do there. But one day I decided to go on a hike. And someone had told me about a lookout on the top of this mountain with sweeping views of the sea, and that there was a trail that began at the top of this lookout and went all the way down the mountain through the jungle to the ocean where there was a lighthouse. And they even drew on a little coffee napkin the mountain and then the dotted line going through the jungle to the lighthouse. And I was very captivated about this, very excited, because I'd never been in a jungle before. And I take this taxi from Port Blair, which is the capital, up to this lookout. And sure enough, there's this trailhead there. There's no signs or anything like that, but that's okay, you know, because I'll be able to handle myself fine. And I start out on this trail. It's as great as I thought it would be. I'm in this deep, lush jungle. I'm all jazzed up and going down this trail. And I come up to this fork in the trail. And at this fork in the trail is this wooden cross, almost the size of, you know, what Jesus must have been on. And on the two arms of the cross are these old, ratty sneakers that are just hooked on either arm of the cross. And it's very foreboding and confusing. Like, what is it? And to the left is a gentle grade going down. To the right is a more steep grade. And I figure, well, you know, let's take the steep grade because that's going to get me down the mountain towards the sea faster. And so I turn to the right and I start following that trail. And the trail starts to get like a little tougher to follow, but you know, that's no real cause for concern. And another half kilometer or so into it, the trail is beginning to peter out. And I start to get a little concerned. The trail just becomes harder and harder and harder to follow. But I figure, you know what, I've come this far, and I'm this kind of person that, like, I have to complete my mission, especially when I was 23. You know, like, there was no way that I would abandon that mission. Even though I'm certain eventually I'll make it to this lighthouse, I suddenly think, you know what, maybe I might get lost. And so I have this brilliant idea, and I take out this plastic bag that's been holding two hard-boiled eggs, and I take the plastic bag and I rip off little pieces of the plastic and I stick the pieces of plastic on branches as I go along. And so it's kind of like Hansel and Gretel. So I do this until I get to this point in the trail where there is no trail. And I'm faced with like an impenetrable thicket of jungle. But still, I'm like, on the other side of this thicket is going to be the sea, and I just can't hear it yet, but you know, I just gotta get there. And at one point I'm on my belly, like a soldier, kind of inching my elbows underneath these thorns and vines, and one scratches across my face, and then I put my hand to my face and there's some blood on my hand, and this is getting kind of dicey until I stop and I realize that I can't hear the ocean. All I can hear are the birds, and I'm in the middle of the fucking jungle. Some of the sounds of birds don't sound like they're even birds. It could be some other animal, and I don't know what animal that would be. I'm not familiar with the jungle at all. So I decide, painfully, right, to abort the mission. I get back down on my hands and my knees, and I go through that really, like, awful part and stand up, and, oh, yeah, there's a piece of plastic. Well done. Good thinking. Pat myself on the shoulder. Just like Hansel and Gretel, I'm following the little trail of plastic niblets, and then the grade of the slope begins to ascend again, and I'm back on the mountain face, and I get to the last piece of plastic, and I pick it up. I go a few meters, I realize, whoa, that must have been the last one. And I look around, and I'm fucking lost. And I see there's no trail. Because I'd started putting the plastic long after the trail had already disappeared. And suddenly, I am in the middle of the jungle, and am completely overwhelmed by a deep-seated fear that, oh my God, what have I done? I'm going to die out here. I go off in one direction. Oops, no trail. I come back. Okay, no worries, no worries. I go off in another direction. No trail. I come back to where I think I just was, and I have a little nervous breakdown. And tears are welling in my eyes, and my breath is short, and I'm completely choked up, and I'm petrified because I realize that it's late in the day. The light is growing dimmer, and already I'm under this thick canopy of trees, and I can't really see the sky very well. And it's dark in there, and I don't know what kind of animals might come out at night. I'm listening very intently, and I hear some. Like before, some chattering noises that I can't really identify. And of course, my imagination is just creating these like venomous serpents and jungle cats that are going to come out and tear me limb from limb. I start to cry. I'm in a total panic. And then I start screaming at myself, David, come on, get it together. Because I know that if I don't keep a level head and don't keep my focus, something horrible will happen to me. And all of a sudden, through the parting of some trees, I see what I think could be, maybe, might be a trail. And my heart skips a beat, but then I tell myself not to get too, you know, excited. You know, keep it focused until I just run to it. I mean, it has to be the trail, right? And I follow along. The trail stops, but then it starts again. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I remember when I was coming down, you know, it kind of started and stopped like that. And I look around for any kind of familiar signposts. It all kind of looks vaguely familiar. And I think, wow, I'm there. And I start going up and up and up the trail and up the mountain. And the trail starts to get wider and it starts to become like a real trail, which you would actually call a trail. And I start leaping for joy in my soul and my heart because I actually have found it. I keep on going further and I come to those wooden steps. And when I hit the wooden steps, I fall to my knees and I go, oh my God, thank you, God. Thank you so much. I'll never do anything like this again. I'll never be so stupid, stupid. I'll never be so stupid, you know. And I go bounding up those little wooden steps up to the top of the mountain and where that ominous cross is. And for a moment, I think, you know, it's probably to the right. I should go down that way. And I even start to do it. But it's 5 p.m., the sun's going down, and I yet again abort that mission. And as I emerge, like completely bedraggled with my shirt is torn, there's blood on my face, and I come, you know, like this savage creature out of the jungle. There's this very nice, well-dressed Indian family that is standing at the overlook looking at the sunset coming down. And they're just having like a nice, peaceful family moment. And here comes this scary Goya, you know, out of the jungle. And the man turns to me and he looks at me and he says, "You look horrible." I get into my room, which is this nice hotel room that they have for the actors, and looking up at the fan spinning on the ceiling, I just think, wow. I made it out of there alive. And I think about, you know, looking back now, about how I have this tendency to be so obsessed with achieving a goal and not accepting defeat at any cost that I can put myself in the way of really losing it all. And that, you know, some hike in the jungle or anything that's the metaphor for like the hike in the jungle in my city life in New York is not worth losing it all.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.